During these services of Holy Week, as a homilist, preacher, sometimes it's better just to stay out of the way of the service and let its power and its symbolism, you know, kind of speak for themselves, for itself, and communicate something to us. But I would like to share just a couple thoughts on the liturgy this evening and what we're doing, and suggest some of why, but some of the why maybe from your own heart. For me, these Holy Week services are always a time of memory as well for me. I kind of grew up as a child, and we just went to the Holy Week services. There's a memory there that also comes back to me. This Maundy-Thursday service is meant for us to pause in the midst of this week of services, or as I've mentioned, it's really one long service all week. We just take breaks along the way and come back each night. But this is the time we remember that meal that Jesus celebrated, the Last Supper. And it's often said that what led Jesus to the cross had to do with the people that he ate with. He had this way of inviting people to the table and gathering people together. And he did that this night. And there's a great significance to this meal that he celebrated. And we'll remember some of those things. The most significant one for me, it's the night that it gives us the understanding and meaning of the Eucharist, of God's presence, Jesus' presence in our midst. You know, do this in memory of me. And we do that all the time, and we will do that this evening. Then we will have part of that memory of that meal, the washing of the feet, what's called the great mandatum, the great commission to wash each other's feet. That word mandatum is where we get the word Maundy from. Maundy Thursday comes from that call to be servants one to another. And so in a few moments when I finish speaking, we'll set up chairs at this aisle and this aisle and this aisle, and we'll invite you, if you feel so moved, to come forward. And we ask you if you'd like to come sit down and take your shoe or shoes off and remove your sock or socks. And we will simply pour water over your feet as that symbol of service and remembering the call that Jesus has to us. And then we'll dry your feet with a towel and ask you to return to your seat. Put your socks back on, your shoes back on. It's a powerful part of the liturgy, not only for those who are washing the feet, but to be able to allow yourself to have your feet washed. It's a very spiritual thing to allow others to tend to you. And that's an important part of this as well. So in a few moments, I'll invite you to come forward and do that as you feel so moved. Also, after communion, we will have the only time that the Eucharist is not in this worship space. We'll have a very solemn procession after communion. You'll remain here, and we'll process out. And we'll bring the Eucharist actually into the cry room there, where we'll have a place for it to be reserved until tomorrow. And tomorrow is the only day of the year that the Eucharist is not celebrated. And although tomorrow evening, if you return, those who are here will receive the Eucharist, will receive communion, but it will be from the communion that was consecrated tonight. It's the only day that the Eucharist, the actual service, is not celebrated. All of this is meant to speak to us of how this evening ended. This evening, this meal that Jesus celebrated, the scriptures tell us that it ended in betrayal, it ended in arrest, it ended in Jesus being taken away. And those followers who had just had a meal with him, really not knowing what was happening. Sometimes we can project back that they knew what was happening, but they didn't. They didn't understand what was happening. And so part of the power of that symbolism of Jesus being taken away, the sense of that emptiness, the sense of that loneliness, the liturgy tries to speak of that as we conclude tonight. And so tonight we'll very ceremoniously begin to remove things that are here in our space that are meant to remind us of presence. But tonight we'll speak of emptiness, and we will remove the plants. You'll see us remove the candles, remove the linens on the altar, we'll remove the Eucharist in the tabernacle, remove the books, the candles, all those things that are part of our tradition that speak to us of liturgy and of God's presence among us. And at the end, we'll take a chalice, a cup, and place it on the altar, empty. Got that sense of poured out. And Lauren is going to, before we do that, simply take a cloth, a wet cloth, and wash the altar, cleanse the altar. It's a symbolism of, lots of symbolism to it, the sense of the meal. The meal has been completed and everything is gone. Everything is gone. It's also a symbol of the altar in the Jewish tradition that would be cleansed before any sacrifice was offered. But that sense of, it's all gone. It's all gone. See, the thing is, we know about Sunday. But if we can truly enter into that emptiness, and what it must have been like for those first followers of Jesus. And so after we've stripped the altar and removed everything that speaks to us of this of God's presence, we will lower the lights, and Lauren will read a reading from Matthew's Gospel of that time where Jesus was in the garden before he was arrested. There was the meal, and he went to the garden, and the sense of that despair and that loneliness. And we will simply end in silence, and invite you to honor that silence. And there'll be no procession out of the acolytes and clergy. We will sit as well in quiet, and to leave when you feel so moved to leave. And we ask you to try to maintain a sense of quiet as the service ends. And it would be appropriate if you feel so moved to take a step into the bride's room if you'd like, to just kind of say a prayer before you leave with the Eucharist present there. But to leave in that sense of emptiness and loneliness and enter into that in your own spiritual time. That's really the next 24 hours of this Holy Week is really about that. And we hope that the liturgy this evening, as we do this, kind of speaks of what this day is meant to remind us of as we gather. So, offer that as a thought for you. And you may have other thoughts as well in your own hearts that this liturgy speaks to you of, and certainly want to honor that as well. So we'd like to pull our chairs to the appropriate places, and we'll invite you to come forward when you feel, if you feel, and when you feel so moved, and have your feet washed.